competence. So one of the things is I look at competence in my own area, which is I don't think that I'm a great writer. I have this belief that I'm not as good as I could be and that I would like to do better with regards to blogging and articles. So one of the things that I did is I actually hired someone who is a writer, and I said, I want to get an honest assessment of what my writing is all about and whether or not I'm a good writer. So the very first thing is get an honest assessment of your current skills and talents. That could be done with your boss. That could be done with a coworker. And what I want you to do is I want you to focus on competence here, to focus on growth and learning, is that every single day is an opportunity to learn something new, to learn something different, to see things from a different perspective, and that that different perspective affords you the ability to do things differently. Because with that new information, you can have a different experience and you can adopt things and you can adapt in different ways. Number three is I want you to ask the question of your boss or whomever you're talking to, what would I need to do in order for you to say, wow, working with you is great? I actually asked this question once of my wife, and I said, how would you answer the question if I were to ask you, what would I need to do in order for you to say, wow, being married to you is great? So I think it's a wonderful question. Now, here's what I would tell you to experience, or to expect. Some people will say, it's already wonderful working with Sean Mike. If someone says that, say, okay, that's great, and I'm really glad to hear that, but here's what I want to know. What would I need to do to elevate the wow to an even higher level? This is one of the ways when you continuously learn, expand your horizons, and expand your competence, and you will be able to think bigger. Number four, schedule time to be curious and explore your aspiration or what you deem to be extraordinary. One of the most precious gifts that we have now is time, and we don't seem to have enough time. So for you to carve out, whether it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, once a week, to explore new perspectives and to do things differently, to be curious, that will also help with building your confidence. Number five, what skills, thinking, or attitudes does your extraordinary exemplar have that you want to replicate? So one of the writers that I like is also on NPR, and he was on this morning. His name is Frank DeFord, and he is a sports writer, started writing for Sports Illustrated in the 1960s. And one of the things that Frank does is he has a wonderful command of language, but he has a command of the language that is very approachable. And that what he does is that he makes you think that he is talking directly to you. And so Frank is one of the role models that I have from a writing perspective. And so I want to share with you that just from the standpoint of, so who, from a competence perspective, is your exemplar? Number six, so what are three new skills, attitudes, and or thought processes that you need to adopt in order to be more fully aligned with your aspiration? So there's kind of two levels to this piece, which is to think about your exemplar and what is it that they do, but then to make it very personal for you and to say, three skills or three attitudes or three thought processes that I would need to adopt to be more aligned with what I aspire to. And here's number seven. I want you to think that this is a marathon and it is not a sprint. You do not have to get this right and you do not have to get it right tomorrow. But you do have to stay on the path of building competence and you do have to stay on the path from the standpoint of saying, what am I going to do today that will help me get better for tomorrow?